in coastal restoration news, we have some clips from a state-sponsored Q&A session Monday night at the St. Bernard Council Chambers. The state Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority, headed by Garrett Graves, held a question and answer session, which turned into kind of a truth and reconciliation about the Carnarvon diversion. There are many fishermen, people of the Save Louisiana Coalition on hand, representatives that spoke passionately on their concerns about using the Mississippi River as an ecological restoration strategy. Let's listen in.
Business owners, restaurant owners, marina owners, tackle store owners, as well as residents of St. Bernard, Blackmans Parish. Now, what Mr. Zerang said is fine and good, and about the, you're going to run in diversions with public input, but that's what they said about Carnarvon. We have some of the gentlemen that's on our board of directors that were on that advisory board, and control was taken completely away from, and y'all ran them like you wanted to run. Now, every meeting I've been to with the scientists, it seems like the deck's always been stacked. It's always been CPRA scientists. There's a number of scientists that are very much concerned about freshwater diversions, and a lot of all your colleagues, Eugene Turner, Michael Kearney, Alexis Ryder, T.O. Best, Caffrey, Hopkinson, the list goes on and on. I have studies, various studies that have been done as saying that freshwater diversions are actually a problem and not the solution. I'll give you one study here. Says the panel concluded that little evidence was available that any freshwater diversion in Louisiana Deltaic Plain has significantly reversed the rate of marsh degradation and land loss.
Robert Campo of Campo's Marina.
Exploded in Louisiana Thursday.
Oh. So it'll be just what it is, a flood wall, and we won't be able to get down there to our damn businesses and go to work on a daily basis. But you did lie to people. And do you know how far 870 AM travels? Do you have any idea? Yeah, dude, well, tell me, please. Damn right. Have you looked at a map of Delacroix Island before Katrina, after Katrina? All right, did you see the land loss? That was caused by the 8,000 that we have in place right now. I just cannot understand for the life of me why we can't use a dredge where the fisheries is not going to be affected, the oyster fisheries won't be affected, the recreational fishermen won't be affected. Nobody, they have minimal effects to this whole fisheries, you know, with dredging. Look, you're in my town now, babe, I'm sorry. You're in my town, I'm sorry.
Tracy Coons from the Louisiana Bayou Keeper.
As long as they've had that commission, a committee or whatever it is you call it, this year, and they're running it the way they feel like running it. And if you want to see what's happening because of all that water they're forcing down, look at these pictures that I just took. Behind my house, there is green algae covering the water and extends right through the water column. All the way down by Piro, all in by Barataria, all behind our homes. It's disgusting. And that's Davis Ponds, with you all controlling it. That's what you're gonna do to us. It's gonna be one big giant dead zone out there. That's one issue. Ever since you all started the state of Louisiana, not CPRA, start building levees to the north of us to protect people in urban areas our water level has risen.
Woody Gagliano, a coastal geologist.
My name is Woody Gagliano. I'm an environmental scientist. I've been working on coastal restoration since 1969. I've done a lot of work for Plaquemine and St. Bernard Parish in the area that we're talking about tonight. I think you had some excellent speakers. They've spoken with passion. One of the reasons that I like working down here is that passion. You know, I think these people know how to overcome adversity, and they know how to make things happen when it's critical to their lifestyle. And I think that's why they're here tonight. I'm going to try and not repeat all the excellent thoughts that have been presented to you, but I would like to give you a few, to kind of emphasize a few points. One, we talk about deltas. We talk about diversions. These are natural systems that follow certain rules of behavior. They're not, we know how they behave. We can guide them to some extent. And we have an opportunity to do that. I've been an advocate of diversions since I started doing this work. In 69, I was hired to evaluate the effects of the Texas and New Mexico proposal to divert a third of the flow of the Mississippi out of our state. And I was hired by the Corps of Engineers to see what effect that would have in Louisiana. The first report we published after about a year of work demonstrated the severity of land loss. Prior to that time, everybody thought the river was going about its business, building new land for thousands of years. We found out it wasn't. And when we predicted from that data that Plaquemine Parish would last about 72 years, everybody went to a panic and said, "Oh, you're wrong, it's not gonna happen." We know that that's not true. Another thing that came out of the work was the concept of using the gradient of the river and the water to move sediment as rivers do naturally. No energy input, no artificial fuel, and that's, you know, that's the basis of the concept of using diversions. Diversions have a definite place in our coastal restoration. However, the place that we're talking about tonight is not an appropriate place for a major diversion for a couple good reasons. One, it's a prime estuary. It's probably one of the most biologically productive estuarine areas in the northern Gulf of Mexico, and one of the greatest in the world. And as you've heard from the guys who worked those waters, what we have on the table is a proposal that will kill it. I think that we have a place for smaller controlled diversions in this region that would be very effective. But putting them in the middle of the Biloxi St. Bernard marshes is not that place. You know, oysters are an index organism. They're an index organism for prime estuarine conditions. If you have oysters, you have the whole seafood platter, everything that people like to eat in our restaurants. Oysters are the canary in the coal mine. You kill the oysters, you kill the estuary. Another thing about this area is it's, while it is deteriorating, it has a structural framework of ridges, old ancient ridges and some oyster reef ridges that hold the marsh together. And one thing that I learned in working with the fishermen, particularly during the oil spill, is that framework is really at risk. You know, all these little islands are breaking up. One of the big problem, and the master plan does not address this, is that the barrier islands that protect that land mass lay way 25 miles to the sea on the Chandler Islands. They're too far away to break wave energy. They offer no real benefits to the St. Bernard Plaquemine land mass. What we found in the last few years of research is that the absence of tidal passes, particular, that go along with barrier islands, we have no control valves of the exchange of water between the sea and these estuarine basins. And what's happening is tidal processes are pumping in and out of those soft sediment marshes and excavating the material and exporting it into the Gulf of Mexico. When we first started working on a revised master plan for St. Bernard Parish about 4 years ago, we met with the Citizens Advisory Committee, and the first thing that they said is, Doc, you got to put a barrier to control the tidal energies moving in and out along that coast. And they did on it. You know, I would submit to you tonight that we have an alternative approach, and this fits into one of the basic concepts of the restoration plan under the category of adaptive management for largely getting that estuarine area into a sustainable situation without massive diversion. And we should do that because of its productivity. If you look at the method and theory for delta management, we recognize that they go through life cycles. We build land, and then that land retreats. During the retreat phase, typically there are reef-building organisms that build calcium carbonate rock, and that's what's going on out there right now. We need to manage those processes and forget about massive diversions. We may want diversions to keep salinity at optimum conditions for the estuarine organisms, but we don't want to overwhelm the estuary and say this estuary is dead, now let's cover it up with sediment and bury it forever.
When the highest sediment level was in the river. You can't make me believe you're gonna spend all this money building 250,000 CFS diversions and only run them 3 weeks out of the year because the highest sediment level.
So the controversy goes on. The panel that responded to fishermen's concerns consisted of coastal scientists from LSU, from the Water Institute that works closely with the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority, and Jerome Zerang and Garrett Graves themselves of the authority. Restoration of the river is a big part of the state master plan, mainly because of the long-term prospects for coastal Louisiana. In the long term, sea level rise is the factor that determines whether or not we still have a Louisiana. So for that reason, the state master plan has constructed very large gates. It plans for very large gates on the Mississippi River to restart the delta building process that brought us our estuary. But such growth is not without pain, and the existing diversions that do exist have been used in a way that is destructive to some of the fisheries on the coast. So we'll continue to report on this issue and bring you audio from these hearings. It'll be available on our website, WTULNewOrleans.com.